You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Okay, I'm down the right wing. Cross is coming in. I'm in the box now. I don't know why I'm in the box. I've gone from the wing to in the box. I see the ball coming over. I've got my elbow above the defender's shoulder. I leap in. Header. Shoot. Scores. Goal. Come on, football friends. This is The Football Hour. And I'm feeling as good as if I scored the winner for Leeds United in the FA Cup final. That is my dream, that I would. Well, I would take just watching Leeds win an FA Cup final. I don't need to score the goal. But I'm feeling as good as that. That is how good I am feeling to be doing the Football Hour for you, my football friends. And what is in my bag? Let me just unzip my bag. What's in here? Well, let me root around. Okay. Yep, got some... Oh, there it is. There it is. Next to the packed lunchbox. It's Pick of the Goss. Oh, yes. What is Pick of the Goss? Well, this trendy feature is about the BBC Gossip Column. The BBC Gossip Column is awash with some of the craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. And I know, and you know, every morning you get into work, I know you hate your job, and you have to sit in a dull and tedious meeting with your manager. Isn't he boring? Yes, he is. Once that meeting is over and you've come back from your tea break, obviously you've got to have a mug of Yorkshire tea, obviously, you have a decision. The decision is whether you should crack on with some proper work or should you scroll the BBC Gossip Column. We all know you picked the BBC Gossip Column. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I would do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible bits of transfer gossip from that gossip column. So, that's it. That's the all the information you need. I'm about to do the countdown. The only rule we have on Pick of the Goss is that all Philippe Coutinho transfer chat is banned. We have banned Coutinho from Pick of the Goss. Do you want to know why? Because we were getting so bored about talking about him. It is dull talking about Coutinho because we spoke about him all summer. He didn't move. He stayed at Liverpool. We're not talking about him now. We are not. I've had it. I'm putting my foot down. Coutinho, you've had it. To be honest, he's had enough press off this feature, hasn't he? All right, Alex, calm down. It's just Coutinho. Calm down. Big deep breath. Okay, I'm going to need one. Because, are you ready, Goss Pickers? Here is your top 10. In at number 10, the Manchester Evening News say PSG have spoken to the agent of Man United manager Jose Mourinho, who wants more backing in the transfer market from the Old Trafford club. 9 in the chart, Spanish press state Man United are willing to sell Spain goalkeeper David De Gea to Real Madrid on the condition that the France defender Rafael Varane comes in the opposite direction. Well, he's not a goalkeeper, so I don't know why we want that one. At 8, Team Talk are talking about the fact Arsenal want to sign Real Madrid goalkeeper Keylor Navas. Maybe that connects with the David De Gea thing. Straight in at 7, HITC. I don't know who they are, but they say Newcastle could rekindle their interest in Hamburg's Lewis Holtby. Highest new entry at 6. The Southern Echo states Southampton defender Virgil van Dijk says he's happy and given 100% for the club despite handing in a transfer request in the summer. Into the top 5, the Sunny Boys state Antonio Conte's position as Chelsea manager is said to be uncertain after the resignation of technical director Michael Emenalo. At 4, the Express expressed the opinion that Mr. Frank Lampard is being considered as a replacement for Emenalo. Interesting. Up 10 places this week into number 3, Man City are furious over Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger claims that their winger, Raheem Sterling, dives very well, especially as the Gunners tried to sign him in the summer. And number 2 hit. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte, formerly in charge of Juventus, has dismissed reports linking him with AC Milan. Bum bum. Bum 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 bum. Our number 1 gossip is from the Sun newspaper. So, might be a lie. And apparently, Liverpool are planning a major, a humongous move for Man City and Spain midfielder David Silva. Are they mad? Have they gone loopy? Where's that rumour come from? David Silva to Liverpool. Oh yeah, Man City are going to be like, oh, do you want to take one of our best players? Yeah, go and have him. Just have him. He's only been here like 8 years. He's only been one of our best players since the Arab money's come in. Oh yeah, just take him, Liverpool. Enjoy David Silva. That one's giggled me. That one has truly giggled me. Hopefully, the rest of the top 10 will giggle me, because I'm going to come back after a little break and do a little research, a little further investigation into that chart show countdown.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Do you know, when I'm at home, I get a lot of letters, and the letters say, "Dear Alex, I love The Football Hour. Thank you so much for doing it. Pick of the Goss is one of my favourite features." And they all say, once you've done the start of the Pick of the Goss, can you do the second bit? Because we love the second bit. So to all them people who has been writing me these letters, this is for you. I'm going to put a little brackets there. No one writes me letters. And that's just my way of introducing you all back to Pick of the Goss. This second bit is where I get my magnifying glass out and I look closer into this gossip column. And I work out, what are these transfer stories all about? So at number 10, apparently PSG has spoken to Man United agent, Man United manager's agent. So, Jose Mourinho's agent is that George Mendes, Cristiano Ronaldo's agent as well. So, he's been speaking to PSG. Interesting. Why is Mourinho annoyed? Is he annoyed because people aren't being nice to him at the moment? Because his team's not playing great football? Well, play some better football. You've got some amazing, talented players on your books. Find a way that they all fit in. Find an attacking style. He complains too much. What's he going to do? Go to PSG and play Neymar in goal? You can imagine so. He's so defensive. He's so boring. Right, number 9. Man United are willing to sell goalkeeper David De Gea to Real Madrid as long as Rafael Varane goes in the opposite direction. Who said that? The Spanish press. They're making stuff up again, aren't they? They're making this stuff up. Unless we've got it lost in translation, that can't be happening. Man United aren't going to sell David De Gea. Not after all this. It's too important to them. Number 8, a company called Team Talk, I've never heard of them, are saying that Arsenal want to sign Real Madrid goalkeeper Keylor Navas. Well, he's injured at the moment, so you don't want to sign him currently at the moment, but Arsenal need a new goalkeeper. Peter Cech is past it. He's so past it. I'll tell you what else he's past it. The ball into his net. Hey, hey, get the joke, hey? Right, number 7. Newcastle could rekindle. Oh yeah, their interest in Hamburg's Lewis Holtby. I remember this guy when he was at Tottenham. Relatively alright, tidy player. Had a nice haircut, nice blonde hair. Is he very good at football? I don't know. He's been away from English football for a while. I've not heard much about him. So Rafa Benitez knows a good player when he sees one. If he sees one in Lewis Holtby, bring him to St. James's Park. Number 6. Apparently, Van Dijk says he's happy at Southampton. It's so funny. We talked about this with Eric Dyer in the summer when the talk was he was going to Man United. And then as soon as the transfer window shut, he's like, oh no, I love Tottenham. Always wanted to stay at Tottenham. Virgil van Dijk's like, oh no, I'm happy. I'll give 100% to Southampton. Yeah, only because you can't move now. You weren't given 100% in the summer, were you, lad? Come on, come on. We're not stupid, Virgil. We're not stupid. We might look it, eh? 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 Sorry, Alec. Calm down. Sorry, Virgil, if you're listening, but come on, lads. Don't treat us like that. Don't treat our friends like it. Right, into the top 5. The Sun say Antonio Conte's position as Chelsea manager is said to be uncertain. Well, what's new there, then? Ever since the first game against Huddersfield, not Huddersfield, sorry, got that wrong, correction, Burnley, there's been talk about Conte. I don't know. They're in a weird position, Chelsea, because they have an awful game against Roma, lose 3-0, and then they go beat Man United. It's like yin and yang, isn't it? Right, apparently Frank Lampard is going to take the technical director of football, Michael Emanalo's job at Chelsea. He's just left. Apparently Frank Lampard's going to take the position. If he's signing players and Frank Lampard's turning up, if you're a player who's thinking about moving to Chelsea and Frank Lampard turns up, I'd be thinking, yeah, this is a bit of me. I like Frank Lampard, world-class player, wants me to join Chelsea. Yeah, I think that's not a bad shout. I just don't know if he's up to the task of the other things that are involved with the job. Number three, Man City are furious with Arsene Wenger because he called Raheem Sterling a diver. Wenger. Did you not take your tablets this morning? Flipping heck, what on earth is he on? It wasn't a dive, it was a clear penalty, absolute clear penalty. Don't call him a diver. Raheem Sterling has gone down in the past quite easily, but all the chat about Arsenal signing Raheem in the summer, he's not going to go to sign for Arsenal now, is he? Well, he's not going to, because he's playing brilliantly for City, but come on. A bit of forward-thinking, Arsene. Don't be like that. He's bitter, isn't he? Very bitter. Number two, Antonio Conte has been linked with AC Milan, but he's dismissing it. Milan spent a lot of money in the summer. It's not going too well the start of the season. Neither is it for Chelsea. So, if something happens with Chelsea and they finally go, bye-bye, Antonio, could see AC Milan coming in for him, despite him being at Juventus beforehand. And our number one gossip, as I was saying before, Man City are not selling David Silva to Liverpool. Apparently, that's what the Sun are saying. Come on. That's never happening. David Silva, surely he's probably on too high a wage for Liverpool to afford him. He's pushing 30. He's not going to want to leave. Surely he's not going to want to leave Man City to join another English club. Surely we'd just go back to Spain. He's been a brilliant servant for Man City. I don't know why he'd want to go join a rival. I know Liverpool Football Club are one of the historic football clubs in the world, but I can't see it. Unless he wants to join up with his old pal, James Milner. Maybe he's just missing James Milner too much. David Silva just longs for the day when he used to play with James Milner, so wants to join Liverpool. But I'm not entirely sure. That was Pick of the Goss. This is the Football Hour.